James Stack met Katie in high school in Arlington Heights in 2008. Stack joined the Marines in 2009.
He just wanted to go and, like, make a difference.
Later that year, they got married and had a daughter named Michaela. In September of 2010, Lance Corporal James Stack was deployed to Afghanistan. Katie had a bad feeling.
We were on the airfield, and I looked around, and then I looked straight into his face, and I said, some of you aren't coming home.
Daughter Michaela was 1 year old. 7 weeks into his deployment, Katie was at her mother's home when she got a knock at the door.
She was sleeping, and my sister was home because we had come home to visit my family. So I was actually staying with my mom. And they came to my mom's door because they knew that's where I was staying. I was just really confused. I came to the realization that everything had happened probably as soon as my in-laws got there.
James was one of 25 U.S. service members of the 3-5 or Dark Horse Battalion killed. 3-5 sustained the highest casualty rate of any Marine unit during the Afghan War. Life changed dramatically for Katie, now a widow with a 1-year-old. She herself was just 19. She leaned on her family, who helped her financially and emotionally. Despite terrible circumstances, Katie still wanted to surround herself with those associated with the military.
I had just lost my husband, and it was kind of like I found comfort in them. Like, I needed to know kind of exactly what happened to talk to them, and like face to face. Like, I wanted them to come home and be able to talk to me and talk to Michaela, and I especially wanted them to come home to look after her.
In 2011, Katie and her mother started something called Help USA Troops. They collected items like toiletries, games, DVDs, candy, and other things, boxed them up, and sent them off to service members overseas.
In 2011, when it started, I was just kind of like, okay, like, Mom, you do what you do. And, I mean, I'll help. But it became, I wanted to start engaging more and being more helpful and adapted to the environment.
Dawn Hedrick is her mother.
And this was my way of just starting something in James' memory so they're not forgotten overseas. You know, the first year it was pretty much my family. We did 212 boxes. We were at American Legion until 11 o'clock at night. I said, if you donate the stuff, my family will pay for the shipping. I learned really fast that I'd be divorced.
Sure. But as the years rolled on, the number of donations have grown, the number of boxes have grown, the number of volunteers have grown.
The Vietnam vets, the first packing drive, they stood in the back of the room with tears in their eyes, you know. And this is their way of healing also.
This April, more than 300 people turned out to help package 1,200 boxes. They were then loaded into a rental truck and brought to the post office.
No, those are our boxes.
There were family members, veterans, Cub Scouts, baseball teams, and many more from the community. Rich Ryan volunteers and has a daughter serving overseas and a son who once served.
My perspective on it, it's not about the box. The boxes is sent to our troops because there's stuff in there. It's not the stuff. It's when he got the box, he just kept saying, it's his connection that people back home care.
Dawn gets letters firsthand from those who receive the boxes.
I had a gentleman come up to me 3 years ago, and he said, I'm looking for Dawn Hedrick. And I was like, oh, what did I do? He said he was based in Indiana, and he was overseas. And he received our care packages, and he wanted to come and thank me.
And for Katie?
I love what it stands for, and I love what we do, and I think that is really helpful in healing and understand people coming out and knowing that they remember.
Do you think James would have wanted this?
I think he would want this if it was a healing and if it was a healing environment for me and Michaela. And he would want this if we got something like out of it.
Has it been? And have you?
Yeah. like I said, it's really helpful. I look forward to it every year. I mean, I'm on the board. I'm the vice president. Mm-hmm. It has been more than helpful.
This Memorial Day weekend, Katie and Michaela will once again take part in the Arlington Heights Parade.
We do the float with a bunch of pictures of my dad on it, and we pass out candy to the kids with, like, these big flags.
Michaela will read the name of her father in a tribute.
Are there a lot of veterans that come up to you from various wars?
Yeah, I have a lot of challenge coins. I couldn't even describe to you how many people I've met thus far. It's definitely challenging, but it's also very heartwarming and loving, knowing that people aren't forgetting.
Do you like this time of year?
No. It's really hard.
For Katie and Michaela, Memorial Day lasts 365 days a year.
Does it get easier over time?
No. It doesn't get easier. There have been times where I felt extremely defeated, but between my faith and having my family and especially a lot of my friends help pick me up on a daily basis has been something that I never thought I would have.
Do you feel his presence?
Yeah.
Do you see him in things? Do you?
Dreams. I've always had very vivid dreams. I don't know. It's something that I've always been. But I see him in many, many, many dreams. And I mean, a lot of the time I wake up sad because it's like, a lot of the time it's him coming home. But I know that he, no matter what has happened, like, he's just looking down and wanting what's best for us.
For more information on Help USA Troops, including how to donate, request boxes for service members, or even just reach out to Katie and her family, you can go to helpusatroops.com.